Get your hot dogs, peanuts, right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to Irwin, Iowa. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Arc of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We have got Western Iowa Conference softball action for you, as both these teams starting their second time through the conference schedule. Two of our area teams squaring off tonight. Exarch Oakland, Kimbledon, Audubon coming in ranked number 4 in Class 1A. They are 7-2 on the season, 6-2 right now in the WIC. They are 3-2 over their last 5 games, including a big win over Trainer last night, winning that one 19-1. Their two losses have both come in their last 5 games, both of them coming in the 7th inning games. I think they really feel that they should have won. They fell to Missouri Valley 5-3, led that game 3-2 going into the bottom half of the 7th inning. Beat Atlantic, a top-10-ranked 3A school, just this last Saturday, 2-1. Fell to a number 3-ranked Loma team as well, late, giving up a lead in the 7th inning, losing it 5-4, and knocked off a ranked Riverside club 2-0 prior to that. For IKM Manning, under head coach Andy Schweary, they come in 7-6 on the season. They are 3-3 right now in the Western Iowa Conference, and they have won 1 in a row, including a nice come-from-behind win last night, 7 runs in the 7th inning to beat Griswold by a final of 10-9. They would fall to that Riverside team 12-0, lost to Loma 18-8, as this week has been a schedule to talk about, because Griswold's a really good team as well. So you played two really highly ranked teams and then a good Griswold team on the road. Prior to that loss to Loma, they defeated Tri-Center 9-0, got by Panorama by a final of 13-0. Now, Exarch Oakland, Kimbledon, Audubon, they lead this series 5-2 since 2012. The Spartans have won 4 in a row, including 8-0 earlier this season. They won 11-3 and 10-0 a season ago. The last win for IKM Manning came in 2015. We're coming to you live here from our Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of the new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. More of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Here's to the few among the few. To the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence. To those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. I tell you what, two nights ago I was doing a game at Carroll Stadium at Merchants Park there. Heat indices were well over 100 degrees. Tonight people have got blankets out. It's not really cold, but there is a cool breeze that is blowing. It's 73 degrees out right now. Our high temperature today was 77, but there is about a 25 to 30 mile per hour breeze that's kind of blowing from right to left field, and that breeze has got a coolness to it. And I think we're pretty much looking at about 25 to 30 degree temperature difference than what it was just 2 days ago. But welcome to early summer weather in the Midwest, right? You never know what you're going to fully get for weather. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for Exarch Oakland, Kimbledon, Audubon, of course, they're going to lead things off with their outstanding shortstop, Taryn Peterson. batting second and playing center field. Anna Larson, she's having a great year as well. And they've got the all-star pitcher and all-stater in Riley Miller hitting third. She'll be pitching tonight. Catching is Zoe Rasmussen. She'll be batting in the cleanup spot. She's come on this year. Briley Peterson, again, having a fantastic year. She's hitting fifth and playing over at third base. Lucy Standerson getting the start at third base, batting sixth. Out left field, batting seventh is Abby Wunzer. Your designated player, Skylar Rasmussen, hitting in the eighth hole. Jordan Mulford out in right field, batting ninth. And Maya King playing second base and batting tenth. For IKM Manning, Anna Stengel having a great start to the season as well. She'll lead things off out at shortstop. Carly Arp having another All-State type of season. She is batting second and playing in center field. Cadence Ketchum has become the ace in the circle. She'll bat third and pitch. Cameron Ketchum is the designated player tonight. She'll hit in the fourth spot. Annabelle Bloom starting out right field, batting fifth. Macy Rasmussen behind the plate, batting sixth. Reagan Hoffman over at third base, batting seventh. Keegan Ashide at first base, batting eighth. And Kaylee Rasmussen out in left field, batting ninth. Not batting and playing second base tonight will be Olivia Lindy. That's a look at our starting lineups. We're back with first pitch between IKM Manning and Audubon. That's coming up next right here on 93.7 at KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton. Member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City tonight, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award again for 16 years running. One other game to let you know about here tonight, to Glidden Ralston leading right now, 15-5. Actually, they just won it 15-5 over Arriva in baseball. Mason Nealon had that broadcast tonight over on Kick 106.7. We will have our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame tonight. Again, Culver's celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Deletion. I'll get a picture and a banner put together of our player of the game. I'll get that out on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages yet tonight. And, of course, Mason Nealon and I will have full stats and recaps of all of our area baseball and softball for all 10 of the schools that we cover. You can find those on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. The freshman, Cadence Ketchum, getting the start in the circle tonight for IK Manning. She comes in 4-2 on the year, having thrown 43 2/3 innings, giving up 74 hits and 43 runs. 37 of those have been earned, her ERA at 5.43. She has struck out 24, walked 18. Her walks and hits per innings pitch, 2.11. Opponents batting 372 against her this year. This is her seventh start and ninth appearance in the circle. She'll be facing Taryn Peterson to start things off. The junior, the shortstop, hitting 480, a double, a home run, 11 RBI, and she's what gets this offense rolling. She'll take the first pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Anna Larson, Riley Miller, the other scheduled hitters for the Spartans here. As we get this game underway, first pitch again in there for a strike, the 0-1 offering on the way. That one is going to be a line shot out towards Carly Arp. She's on her horse. That's going to get over her head. One hopper off of the top of the fence, and Rasmussen's going to spin in there. Going to spin in there with a stand-up double. So a base hit and a double to open things up for the Spartans as Taryn Peterson hits that fastball on the outside of the court and drives it all the way out to the 210 side out in at right center field. That'll bring up Anna Larson, the senior, hitting 360, a couple of double, 9 RBI on the year. Peterson 15-15 in stolen bases, so no, wouldn't be surprised to see her take off and try and steal, especially with a young lady that can handle the bat. Maybe look into bunt. Reagan Hoffman playing in over at third, so that means that Stangle's got to cover third base. So it would be a foot race to the bag. There's a bunt attempt. Runner goes. And in with the stolen base is going to be Peterson. Pitch is taken downstairs by Larson, and the count evens up at 1-1. Let's take a look at that IKM Manning defense. Again, Cadence Ketchum in the circle. Macy Rasmussen, the sophomore, behind the plate. Sophomore Keegan Aishite at first. You've got a sophomore in Olivia Lindy at second. That pitch is fouled out of play up by the third base dugout. And the count now, 1-2 on Larson. You've got Reagan Hoffman getting the start over at third. Anna Stangle at short. The outfield tonight is Kaylee Rasmussen, a junior, in left. Carly Arp, a senior, in center. And Annabelle Bloom, the freshman, out in right field. Pitch on the way to Larson, pop foul. That's going to get out of play up the third base side as well. That will remain at 1-2. Peterson down at third. Led off the game with a triple again. The Spartans put 19 on the board last night and didn't do it with a ton of hits. They had some help from some struggling pitching-wise from Trainer last night. Cardinals had a bunch of their All-state level kids not go out this year, so they've been kind of struggling, unlike what Trainer has done in the past. Larson will step in, runner at third, nobody out. We're in the top of the first, pitch on the way up top. That is going to move the count now to 1-2. Riley Miller waiting on deck, Aishite even with the bag over at third. Hoffman now a couple of steps behind the bag over at third. Aishite again at first. Pitch on the way, taken downstairs. That'll even things at 2-2. Larson, the lefty, takes a step out, looks at Tom Peterson, the head coach down in the third base coach's box. Chris Obermeyer, the assistant coach up there in the first base coach's box. Flag is laying fairly still right now, first time all night. There's a chopper back to the pitcher. Catch him, will look, now makes the throw to the plate, not going to be in time. Peterson had kind of come off of the bag down there at third, a couple of steps. Catch him, made a really quick look, but didn't probably look long enough, might have had more time, but she quickly gets the out over at first. But the run does come in to score. Larson will get the RBI. 1-0 now in favor of the Spartans as Riley Miller will step in. the junior, hitting .333 with a double, 9 RBI on the year, and the first pitch on the way in there for a strike. And the count is 0-1. If the wind lays down, it'll be an absolutely gorgeous night. Now the wind looks like it's shifted a little bit. Before it was right to left. Now it's blowing straight out towards right center field. Pitch on the way. Line shot. That one almost gets into the Spartan dugout up the first base side. Ketchum, who throws it hard, is out in front of Miller. Now no balls, two strikes. Zoe Rasmussen is waiting on deck. Annabelle Bloom, the right fielder, runs over there and grabs that one. That one kind of went right in between Rasmussen on deck and Obermeyer in the first base coach's box, and right off of the front of the chain in front of the dugout. There's a chopper up the middle. That's just going to get under the glove of Lindy. Art, with that great speed out there in center field, gets to that one quickly, but a base hit for Riley Miller. Runner at first now with a one out, and the batter is Zoe Rasmussen. The sophomore catcher comes in hitting .364, a double, 3 RBI on the year. Miller, 2 of 2 in stolen bases, got pretty good speed. Pitch on the way, taken up and in. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Briley Peterson now waiting on deck. She's been a good power hitter for them all season long. Really nice crowd on hand here tonight, including some folks sitting out in the back of their vehicles out behind the home run fence. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. They've done that forever down here. I remember when my nephew Trevor Blankman, who's now in his early 30s, or right at 30 anyway, even when he was in high school, they would come out and park out. There's a ground ball. They're going to make the play over to first. Miller will move up to second. 2 outs here in the inning. Ketchum really fields her position extremely well, and now with 2 outs, we'll get a runner, I'm sure, for Miller out at second base. You don't want your pitcher out there on the bag, especially at second with a couple of outs here in the inning. And Brooklyn Brabham will come in to run for
Brooklyn Brabham.
So Brabham, 1-1 in stolen bases this year, will come in as that courtesy runner. Peterson stepping in. Briley, a sophomore, hitting .318, couple of home runs, 7 RBI on the season. There's going to be a wild pitch in the dirt, moving down to third is going to be Brabham. The count will go to 1-0 on Peterson. Most of the outfield in shadows. The early, only part that's really not in shadows right now is kind of left center field, but Kaylee Rasmussen in the shadows in left, Carly Arp in the shadows in center. There's a pop-up. That's going to stay on the infield. Olivia Lindy will drift over in behind first base. She is going to make the catch for the final out of the inning. Spartans do get a run. They pick up 1 run on 2 hits. There was no errors and 1 runner left on base. We're through a half an inning. It's 1-0. Exirocrin, Kibbledon, Audubon. We're back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have 2 lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Headed here to the bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 our score right now here on 93.7 at KKRL. Riley Miller, the junior in the circle here tonight for the Spartans. One of the top pitchers in the state. Certainly one of the best pitchers and elite pitchers in 1A. She comes in 5-2 on the year. 42 2/3 innings, giving up 29 hits and 15 runs. 8 of those are earned. Her ERA at 1.31. She has walked 9, hit 3. The strikeout, 68. Her walks and hits per innings pitch is .89. Opponents are batting 165 against her. She is making her 8th appearance and 7th start of the season. And the first pitch to the shortstop, Anna Stengel, taken up and in. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Stengel, the senior, coming in, hitting .441, three double, four RBI. She's been off to a terrific start for the Wolves. She'll take that pitch low and inside, and the count, two balls and no strikes. Following Stengel is Carly Arp and Cadence Ketchup. Two offering on the way. Miller always works quickly. That one in there for strike with Riseball. And the count now, two balls and one strike. You got Zoe Rasmussen, the sophomore, behind the plate. Riley Peterson, a sophomore at first. Maya King, a junior at second. There's a line drive foul out of play on top of the Spartans' dugout. And the count now, two balls and two strikes. The sophomore, Lucy Standerson, over at third. The junior, Taryn Peterson, at shortstop out in the outfield. Is a senior in Abby Wunzer in left, a senior in Anna Larson in center, and a senior, Jordan Mulford, out in right. And a strike three called on an inside fastball. First strikeout here tonight for Miller. First out here in the bottom of the first inning, and that's going to bring up the center fielder, Carly Art. The senior coming in, hitting .324, couple to double, three a triple, and 11 RBI. She's all scored 11 times. There's a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. Art coming off again an all-state year a season ago, and having another outstanding season this year. Pitch on the way outside. One ball and one strike now on the senior left-handed hitter. They're playing her deep out in center field with Larson, who's now walking in on the pitch. That pitch taken up top for ball two, 2-1 the count. But Larson probably five steps in front of the fence out there in center field, and then kind of slowly walking her way in. There's a swing and a miss, but Miller provides the power a lot of times, but that time Arp not able to catch up with it. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. The infield pretty much all in the shadows as well here tonight. And the pitch on the way. That is going to be strike three, but the ball going to be dropped. Rasmussen will throw it down to Peterson. Two strikeouts to start the ball game here tonight for Riley Miller. And that's going to bring up Cadence Ketchup. Freshman hitting .393, five doubles, a home run, 10 RBI on the year. That home run came against Kemper earlier this season. Ashton Arenholtz in the house tonight. Pitch on the white, strike on the inside corner. And the count is 0-1. Cameron Ketchum is waiting on deck. The 0-1 offering up top. One ball and one strike now on Ketchum. Mulford playing deep out and right as well. And she's hugging the line a bit. Now Larson straight behind second base. So there is a gap in right center. Pitch on the way, just misses inside. Two balls, one strike to count now on Cadence Ketchum. Andy Schweery, the head coach for the Wolves, down in the third base coach's box. Bailey Germer, the assistant coach, down in the first base coach's box. Both of them played their high school career here at IKM Manning. Pitch on the way in there for a strike, and the count is 2-2. Newley then went on to have a nice career up at Morningside. Outstanding softball player in her day. I remember covering her. 2-2 pitch comes with the rise ball, misses up top. 3-2 the count now on Ketchum. This is as deep as Miller has went in any of the counts here so far. Through five pitches to Stengel, five pitches to Art. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. She'll strike out the side here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. It's a 1-0 Spartan lead. We'll head to the top of the second inning. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. When you're looking for beautiful, handcrafted arrangements for birthdays, special occasions, or just because, look no further than Christina's Flowers. If you're looking for an eye-catching bouquet, a candy bouquet, or to freshen up your own decor, Christina's Flowers has you covered with fresh, unique arrangements. And guess what? Christina's Flowers is proud to support IKM Manning Wolves team. Shop local and make someone's day special at Christina's Flowers in Manning. Open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 9 to noon.
The top of the second, Lucy Standers and Abby Wanzer, Skylar Rasmussen are the scheduled hitters for the Spartans of Exiroquin, Kimbleton, Audubon. Coming to you live here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Spartans on top 1-0. Taryn Peterson with a double stole third, scored on a ground out by Anna Larson for our lone run. There's a pitch downstairs to Standerson, and they count 1-0. Standerson, an outstanding athlete over there at third for the Spartans, the sophomore hitting .250 with a double and 5 RBI. She'll step back in, 1-0 pitch on the way, up top for 2. Both of these teams have 2 quality pitchers. Ketchum has kind of taken over that lead role here for Ikea Manning, but Keegan Aitchhead, their first baseman, certainly is capable of coming in and throwing some strong innings. Pitch on the way. In there for a strike on the outside corner around the knees. That'll put it to 2-1. And, of course, you got the All-Stater and Riley Miller for Exiroquin, Kimbleton, Audubon. But if they need, they can use Taryn Peterson, their shortstop. Pitch on the way, taken downstairs. That'll run it to 3-1. Everything I've seen from Taryn, if she had to be a number one in the circle, she doesn't want to be, but if she had to be a number one, she could be, and would probably be an All-State level pitcher as well. 3-1 pitch on the way, chopped, and that's going to be over towards Hoffman at third. She'll scoop and fire. The throw going to be high. Aitchhead goes up and getting it, but beating an outstander, and she runs really well. That's going to be an inside infield single. As again, that was a slow roller. Hoffman had to come running in to field it. By the time she got it up and even got that throw off, the throw was not in time, even though it was high. But that was because Anderson runs so well. So a single, third hit of the night. That's going to bring up Wander. She'll square on to Buck, pulls the bat back, and the pitch should be in there for a strike. We'll wait and see here. Moving on the play with Anderson, she'll be in with the stolen base. They are going to say it was 1. That one squirted away a little bit. And actually, Standerson moves on the fastball. Pitch taken for 2 now. 2-0 the count on Wander. Both of these teams like to be aggressive on the base pass. Both teams have some good speed. Spartans with some really knowledgeable base runners as well. Pitch on the way. That one has flied out towards shallow right. Lindy drifting back, not able to get to it. Annabelle Bloom will pick it up after it had bounced, and the right fielder will get it back in. Now, Standerson had to wait to see if that one was going to be caught, so she only moves down to third. Wands are up to first. 4 hits on the night right now for the Spartans, and they've got runners on the corners with nobody out here in the second inning. And the batter is the 8th grader, Skylar Rasmussen. Rasmussen coming in, has scored twice this year, looking for her first hit. She's going to square around, trying to bunt, pulls it back, takes the pitch in there for a strike. And the count 0-1 is Wander. Will slowly jog up to second base. So 2 runners now in scoring position here for Exiroquin, Kimbleton, Audubon. Aitchhead playing in front of the bag now at third. Same with Hoffman. Bunt attempt. Pulls the bat back. That pitch going to be taken up top. Tom Peterson. Again, aggressive coach in basketball for girls and aggressive coach in softball as well. Pitch on the way, bunted up to Aitchhead. She's going to bobble it, will make the throw as Lindy covers. Coming in to score on the play is going to be Standerson, so the squeeze works. Rasmussen will get the RBI. 3-4 on the putout. So lead now 2-0 in favor of the Spartans. Wander moves down to third on the play, and Jordan Mulford will step to the plate. She can bunt or swing away. We'll see what she looks to do. Squares around to bunt. There's another one, and that is going to be pushed past Ketchum, who is crashing on the play, and that one's going to get out to the shortstop Stengel, so Mulford will reach on the single.
That was a well-placed bunt.
That is going to be a base hit and an RBI as Wander comes in to score, and the lead is now 3-0. Top of the order, and Taryn Peterson coming up. That was a really good bunt that time by Mulford. As again, Ketchum was coming forward in the circle, and she just pushed it in between third. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Going to be not in time. In with a stolen base is Mulford. Mulford now 7 of 7 in stolen bases. Very quick out there. Pitch on the way, taken up top. Two balls, no strikes right now on Taryn Peterson, who tripled or doubled, stole third, and scored the first run of the ballgame. Spartans won this matchup earlier, 8-0 in 5. That one taken downstairs, 3-0 the count. Started the season ranked number 3-1, eh? Get a couple of losses, one last week, and then one this week. They've lost one each of the last 2 weeks when the polls come out, but they've only dropped to number 4 because of the quality of teams that they've lost to and how they've played against them. Pop up on the infield. Stangle, the shortstop, calls everybody off. She'll make the catch. And that is going to be the second out here in the inning. That's a big out as Anna Larson will step in. Larson hit one back to the pitcher. Her first time up was thrown out over at first, but that scored Peterson from third. First pitch on the way, up and in. One ball and no strikes. Mulford again with good speed at second will probably score if there's a ball out to the outfield. Two outs. The Wolves just need to get another out and get out of the trouble here. Pitch on the way. Pop foul. That one's going to drift back towards the concession stand. Hits the tree and then comes straight down into the stands. Got some kids over here wrestling for it. 1-1 the count here on Larson. The really cool thing they do here is if you bring the foul ball back over, you put it in this little thing that sits there in the fence so that the umpire can come and grab one. There's a hard shot, and that's going to get Maya Stangle out into left center field. Art going to feel that they've got a chance at a play, but the throw just off line and sprinting into second was Larson. RBI double for her as Mulford scores on the play. And the lead is now 4-0. All four runs have been earned here so far. Riley Miller now stepping in. She singled her first time up. Eventually moved up to second, and then Brooklyn Brabham came in to run for her, moved down to third on a wild pitch and was stranded there when the first inning came to an end. Pitch on the way, fouled out of play up the first base side. And they count 0-1, but you can put the foul ball in that thing and then grab yourself a piece of double bubble. So some bubble gum. So a lot of kids willing to hustle and sprint after those foul balls here. They like to get a little gum. The 0-1 offering up top, one ball and one strike. Larson never hesitated on that double here a moment ago. She hit it. It was immediately taken off. Pitch on the way, that one outside. 2-1 the count now on Miller. There's a shot, line drive over the outstretched glove that time of Lindy. Larson will come in to score from second. RBI single from Miller. That'll stretch the lead here. 4 runs here in this inning. And the lead now 5-0 in favor of Exirakun, Kimbledon, Audubon. Zoe Rasmussen will step to the plate. Rasmussen grounded back to the pitcher her first time up. Ketchum had some success against this Spartan team back in May when she came in later in the ballgame, but they've got her dialed up pretty good here in this second inning anyway. That pitch downstairs, and they count 1-0. Riley Peterson waiting on deck, 8th batter of the inning. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Pitch downstairs, runner goes. Throw is offline. Lindy able to scoop that one up on the second base side. 2-0 the count now on Rasmussen. Brooklyn Brabham in to run, of course. She gets that stolen base. Pitch on the way. There's a little flare. That could be trouble. Good hustle by Lindy at second base to make a tough running catch to end the second inning. But the Spartans do some damage here. They pick up 4 runs in the inning. They get those 4 runs on 4 hits. There was a 1 error. And they do leave 1 runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half. It's 5-0 Spartans. We're back in a minute right here. 93.7 at KKRL.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Somebody alive here from the Motor End broadcast booth looking for a great deal on your next vehicle. Stop by Motor End of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor End of Carroll, together let's ride. And there is going to be a line drive base hit by Cadence Ketchum to start the second inning. Took one on the outside corner and just drilled it out to right field. So the Wolves get the leadoff batter on here in the bottom half of the second, trailing it by a score of 5-0. Annabelle Bloom is the next scheduled hitter. We are going to get a runner over at first, and that's going to be Hoffman, who's going to come in. Or actually, Olivia Lindy, who is being batting for, is going to come in to run for Ketchum. So she'll come in to run as the pinch runner. Annabelle Bloom stepping in now. Bloom, a freshman, coming off a fantastic track season, swings and misses. Comes in hitting 289, couple of doubles, 6 RBI on the year. Swing and miss at the first pitch in the count 0-1. So it's going to be Ketchum, Bloom, and then Macy Rasmussen, the scheduled hitters. There's a bunt attempt. It's going to be missed. The ball going to get away from Rasmussen. Moving up to second is going to be Lindy. 0-2 the count. Reagan Hoffman would be our fourth batter in the inning. So Bloom will step back in, probably going to swing away here with 0-2 count. There's another strikeout. First out here in the inning, fourth strikeout of the ballgame for Riley Miller. That'll bring up Macy Rasmussen, the sophomore, hitting 294, double, 8 runs scored on the year. So Rasmussen will step back in. Miller comes right to work. This is low and inside. Lindy, a pretty good jump out there at second. The count, 1 ball and no strikes. Wolves got to do some damage to get runners on base if they want to stay in this one. The way Spartans are hitting the ball right now, the way Miller's pitching, they're not going to probably get, unless they get something figured out here, they may not get a ton of base runners, so they're going to have to take advantage anytime they get somebody on base here. And they've got to start chipping away, even though we're only in the bottom of the second. They trail it 5-0. Pitch on the way. This is low and away. 3-0 the count now on Macy Rasmussen. Reagan Hoffman again waiting on deck. So that was a big hit here a moment ago from Cameron Ketchum to get this inning started. There's a swing and a miss on an up and in fastball. And the count 3-1. Surprised in a way that Rasmussen swinging there on a 3-0 count. But you got to figure that Miller, who's usually around the strike zone, doesn't walk many. Probably going to be around the strike zone on that pitch there. There's a bunt by Rasmussen. That's going to be a fair ball. She runs well. The throw to first not in time and a coming in to score as slipping down was Maya King. She had to stretch to make that catch over at first base, and Lindy comes all the way around to score, and the Wolves are on the board as Rasmussen gets the infield single. So a couple of hits here in the inning. I've got the Wolves on the board. Reagan Hoffman now stepping in. And the pitch on the way. Be taken for ball one. Hoffman coming in, hitting 167, 5 RBI on the year. Rasmussen runs well, 3 of 3 over at stolen bases over at first, but she is a state tracker. So she made it down to state track with that really good ICAM Manning track team this year, so that track speed is going to help out. 2-0 the count now on Hoffman. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. Doesn't look like Rasmussen wants to run right now. Miller gets it to the plate really quick. Her entire delivery is fast, and then she throws it really hard. So, and Rasmussen's got a really strong arm behind the plate. 2-1 pitch on the way in there for strike two. So it's tough to steal against this Spartan team because of how quickly Miller gets it to the plate, and then as well as Rasmussen throws. A lot of Rasmussen's between these two teams in the starting lineup. Pitch on the way. Chopper over the head of Miller. Peterson will scoop and fire. Just gets her over at first. 6-3 to get off. And Rasmussen will move up to second on the play. Two outs here in the inning. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Keegan Aisheid. The sophomore coming in hitting 120 with a couple of RBI on the year. 5-0 Spartans with the lead. Bottom of the second, or I should say 5-1 now as the Wolves have pushed a run across the board. There's a foul ball back into the tree, back behind home plate. And the count is 0-1. Inning started with Cameron Ketchum singling. Olivia Lindy came in to run for. There's a foul ball back up against the fence. And quickly, Miller out in front of Aisheid, 0-2. And Annabelle Bloom struck out swinging. Macy Rasmussen hit a chopper right in front of the plate. Rasmussen came out. The throw to first was not in time. And then it squeezed away. Runner going to go on the strike three, and there's going to be the throw down, and that is going to end the inning. The Wolves get on the board. They pick up one run on it, two hits. There was no errors, one left on base. We will head to the top of the third. It's 5-1. We're back in 1 minute here on at KKRL.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Riley Peterson to lead things off, and there is going to be a shot that is off of the fence. She hits the ball extremely hard, and that was a line drive off the left field fence. She's going to open up the third with a double. Her first hit here of the night, another extra base hit for the Spartans. They've got 8 hits here in the ballgame so far. And that'll bring up Lucy Standerson, who singled and scored her first time up. Peterson, Standerson, and Wanzer are the scheduled hitters. And the pitch on the way, bunted. That'll be fielded by Hoffman. The throw to first is in time. But the sack bunt will move Peterson down to third. 5-4 on that put out, but the sack bunt, exactly what head coach Tom Peterson wanted. And that's going to bring up Abby Wanzer. So Wanzer will step in. She singled and scored her first time up, stole second. And the pitch on the way. There's a base hit out in the left. That'll score a run. Wanzer, 2-for-2 on the night. Picks up her first RBI. And the Spartans have now scored in every inning, and they lead it here by a score right now of 6-1. Skylar Rasmussen will step in. She had a sack bunt up the first base side back in the second inning, so she'll square around, pulls the bat back. Runner goes. The throw down to second is not going to be in time. Stengel took that throw in front of the second base magnet and had to try and turn around and make the tag. That's not an easy thing to do. Wanzer in with the stolen base. Out 1-0 on Skylar Rasmussen. And the pitch on the way. There's a chopper over to third. That's going to get off of the glove of Hoffman out into left. Wander down to third. Rasmussen will reach on the air. And runners now on the corners with Jordan Mulford stepping to the plate. So the type of pressure that Xyrick and Kimbleton will put on you. Tom Peterson was down working on their hitting before the game tonight. He says he doesn't feel like they'd been really swinging the bat all that well, but tonight they are. I've got them again for 8 hits and 6 runs. All but one of those runs have been earned here tonight. So Mulford will step in. She singled, stole second, drove in a run, and scored back in the second. And the pitch on the way, chopped over towards A-Shine. She'll knock it down, steps on the bag. Run comes in to score, so Mulford will ground out to 3-U. That'll be the second out, but she is going to pick up the RBI as Wanzer scores. And the lead is 7-0, and it'll be Rasmussen moving up to second base. 7-1 again our score. I think I said 7-0 here a moment ago, but it is 7-1. Top of the order, Taryn Peterson back up. She'll take the first pitch up top for ball one. Peterson started everything with a double, a steal of third, and a run scored in the first. She popped up to the shortstop and a stangle back in the second. So this is her third plate appearance here. We're in the third inning. Pitch on the way. That one is flied out towards the right center. Arp on the chase, as is Annabelle Bloom, and Carly Arp makes the catch and held on. I wanted to wait and make sure that she's the one that came out of there with it, but an outstanding play by the All-State center fielder. But the Spartans score 2 more runs. They lead it here by a score of 7-1. They get those 2 runs again on 2 hits. There was 1 error, and they leave 1 runner left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the third. We're back in 1 minute here on KKRL.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on,
Raph. That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Haley Rasmussen trying to slap at the first pitch, lines a foul ball up the third base side to count 0-1 on the Wolves left fielder, her first plate appearance here tonight. Rasmussen, the junior, hitting 387, 3 RBI. Misses on that one as she comes forward, and the count is 0-2. Rasmussen's really done a nice job getting on base. And again, another one of those really fantastic track athletes on this Wolves softball team. Pitch on the way in there for strike three, and Miller continues to just get strikeouts here tonight. That is her sixth in the ballgame, and the first out here in the inning, and it's going to bring up the top of the order in Anna Stangle. Stangle struck out looking to start the bottom half of the first inning. Pitch on the way. Foul tipped into the glove, and the count is 0-1. 2 hits, 1 run. It is earned right now for the Wolves, but Miller also is at 6 strikeouts out of the 7 outs so far here in the ballgame for her and her defense. That pitch gets the backstop, and the count 1-1. Either Rasmus and Olivia or Anna Stangle and then Carly Arp are the scheduled hitters here for the Wolves as we're in the bottom of the third. Pitch on the way, up and away, and the count 2-1. Again, Mason Nealon and I will type up recaps. Mason will handle all of the baseball games tonight. I'll get all of the softball games typed up for you. Posted out on the CB Sports Network. Fastball on the inside corner, and the count is 2-2. Again, we get all the official stats from all of our area coaches each and every night that we have an athletic event going on. We'll type everything up, put together an audio recap of the games for you, and then get that posted out. There's a foul ball back up against the screen. And the count will remain 2-2 now on Stangle. Stangle again came in hitting 441, so handles the bat well. The 2-2 pitch, line drive, that'll be a base hit out into right center. Stangle rounds the bag, takes a look. Throw will come into King at second. So a one-out single, the third hit of the ballgame here for the Wolves, and that's going to bring up Carly Arp. Second time through the lineup now for IKM Manning. Arp will step in. Stangle's got good speed over at first. 10 of 10 in stolen bases, does not go. They do snap the throw down. Peterson was there to cover. So that tells you that the Spartans kind of anticipate Stangle looking to run. 1-0 the count on Arp. The lefty will step back in, squares around, bunts that one up into the air. That is going to be caught by the third baseman, Standerson. So F5 on the sack attempt is the second out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Cadence Ketchum. Both of these coaches similar in that every player has to be able to bunt the ball. That's a rare mistake there for Arp. Ketchum will step in. Struck out swinging her first time up. Pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Stangle still over at first after that one-out single. A one offering. Up and in. One ball and one strike. The whole field's in shadows, but there's spots where the sun comes through the trees. Of course, they had some damage here a couple of years ago with the derecho that came through. Fastball on the outside corner runs it to 1-2, so some of the trees a little thinner maybe than what they were a few years ago. But the wind has died down, as windy as it was earlier. There's really no wind. There's a little pop-up off of the end of the bat. Peterson will call off Standerson. The shortstop will make the catch for the final out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left for the Wolves in the third. We'll head to the fourth. It's 7-1 in favor of the Spartans. Back in a minute here on KKRL.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Anna Larson, the lead, things off for Exirocord Kimbledon Audubon. We head to the fourth inning. Larson will be followed by Riley Miller and Zoe Rasmussen. Larson looking for her first hit here tonight. Pitch on the way. That one is flared out towards left. That's going to drop in. Great effort by Stangle as she drove, and that'll be an infield single for Larson. Ninth hit of the night here for Exirocord and Kimbledon. I did write down double earlier, but folks, that was an error earlier on Larson's ball out to left field, so that's why I earlier had her for a hit, but she is now 1 of 3 on the night. That's going to bring up Riley Miller. Miller with a couple of singles, an RBI, and a stolen base. Pitch on the way downstairs for ball one. And that stolen base came from Brooklyn Brabham. That back in the second inning. Larson already steals at second. Pitch on the way up top. 2-0 the count now on Miller. Spartan team, they're just taking extra base every chance they get. That's just the effort and the energy that they put into every play. Well coached. 3-0 the count now on Miller, and the aggressiveness helps them put together some pretty big innings. Now Tom Peterson, talking to Riley Miller. Let's see what he looks to try and do here. Runner at second. Nobody out. We're in the top of the fourth. And the two having a conversation up the third base line here. Miller now heads back to the batter's box. Zoe Rasmussen again is on deck. got a golf cart now out in center field as well behind the home run fence, picked next to a couple of vehicles. There's a chopper that's going to get through out into center field. Larson going to come in to score, and the throw comes in, and now Miller moves to second on the throw. That's one that probably should have just thrown that to second and kept that, because that would have kept Miller at first, but she'll get the RBI single, her third hit here of the night. And the lead has been pushed to 8-1. Brabham again coming in to run. Only one unearned run given up here tonight by Ketchum. Zoe Rasmussen looking for her first hit, grounded back to the pitcher in the first, popped up to the second baseman in the second. That was a really good catch by Lindy running in behind first base. First pitch up, top ball one. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in our postgame again. Culver's celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Pitch on the way, chopped out towards short. Stangle will scoop. The throw is offline, but again, Ashine able to stretch and grab it. First out here in the inning. Now Miller again had taken second on that throw, and then Brabham, who had come in to run for him, moves down to third on the ground out. So runner at third with a one out, and Bradley Peterson, who cranked a double out to left off of the fence her last time up and scored, steps in. Pitch on the way. That one popped up. That one could come right back towards me. It gets into the trees up above, still in the field of play, and kind of threw Rasmussen, the catcher, off a little bit as she had kind of gotten under it, but then it hit the tree and changed on her just a little bit. There's a few branches that hang out over the fence behind home plate, and it's great for the shade, but that time it kind of affected the play on the field a little bit. The 0-1 pitch on the way, in there for strike two. Wouldn't be surprised they don't trim them back here in the next year or so. That certainly did have an impact there. Rasmussen looked like she was in position. So Peterson now with an 0-2 count will step back in. And the pitch on the way, up and away. And they count one ball and two strikes. And a Larson singled to start the inning. Riley Miller then singled to score Larson. Zoe Rasmussen grounded out but moved to Brabham down to third. 1-2 pitch, chop foul up the third base side. Hoffman runs over and grabs that one off of the fence. One ball, two strikes is what the count will remain. Spartans got a run in the first. The big inning was that second. They scored four in that inning to take a 5-0 lead. Wolves came back, got a run, made it 5-1, pitch in the dirt on the changeup. That'll even things at 2. Two more runs, though, in the third. The Spartans made it 7-1, and then a run here in the fourth. So they've scored in all four innings. They lead it 8-1. Fastball outside. So Ketchum had gotten in front. Peterson 0-2. Peterson has battled back now to run it to a full count. Pitch number 7 in the at-bat coming up. Pitch on the way. There's a little flare, and that's going to be a one-hopper to Larson. Stangle. The throw not going to be in time. As Peterson run well enough to beat that one out. That one came off the end of the mat. Looked like it was going to be a line drive, and then it just kind of died on Stangle. And Stangle is able to scoop and fire, but Peterson runs well, beats it out. She'll pick up the RBI. The lead is 9-1 here in the fourth. And the batter now is Lucy Stanerson. Stanerson tonight singled and scored in the second. Had a sack bunt her last time up in the third. Pitch on the way. There is a chopper over the third. Hoffman will scoop and fire. And that is going to be the second out of the inning. Nice quick play that time by Reagan Hoffman. Peterson moves up to second. And Abby Wanzer will now step in. Wanzer, a couple of singles, a couple of runs scored in RBI, two stolen bases on the night. So talked with Abby before the game and told me that she didn't feel like she had been swinging well. Came in hitting 167. She was hoping tonight would be the night she gets out of that funk, because she's really good with the bat. And it looks like she might be coming out of there. As Wanzer again, 2-for-2 on the night. First pitch taken downstairs for ball one. Wanzer 1-0 offering on the way. Line drive, that's going to be a base hit out into right center. Run will come in to score from second. And again, another throw comes home, which allows the runner to move up to second base. So Wander with the RBI single takes second on the throw as Peterson scores. And the lead has been stretched now to 10-1. Skyler Rasmussen will step in. And an RBI sack bunt back in the second inning. Reached on an error her last time up in the third. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1. So Rasmussen still looking for her first hit of the year. There's a reason this Spartan team is ranked as high as they are. This is a very good team. Pitch on the way. In there for strike two. Nice pitch that time as Ketchum took a little bit off of it. Allie McGinn in the house tonight as well. Outstanding career for her for IK Manning and softball. Saw her back sitting in the bleachers behind me earlier tonight. Pitch on the way, up and away. And the count now 1-2 on Skyler Rasmussen. See Trevor Miller over to my right as well. Audubon. Exirokin Kimmelden Audubon always brings a really nice crowd. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. And that is going to do it here for the Spartans in the fourth. And that is the first strikeout here tonight for Ketchum. But the Spartans push three more runs across the board. They get those at three runs on four hits. There was no errors. And they leave one runner left on base. We're going to head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's a 10-1 Spartan lead. We're back in a minute here on KKRL.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Cameron Ketchum will step to the plate for IK Manning as we start the bottom half of the fourth inning. A little change up from Riley Miller, swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1. Ketchum singled out to right field her first time up. Olivia Lindy came in to run for her, moved to second on a pass ball, then scored on a base hit. On an infield single by Macy Rasmussen, there's a chopper off at the plate high up over Miller. And Ketchum's going to pick up her second base hit of the night. So four hits now on the night for the Wolves. And the leadoff runner on again. And Olivia Lindy, I think, going to come in to run for her again. Oh, hold on now. They're going to keep Ketchum out on base. So Lindy will not come in to run for her.
Ketchum will stay at first base. Annabella Bloom.
So Cameron Ketchum over at first. Annabelle Bloom will step in. She struck out swinging her first time up. Wolves trying to get a rally. The one inning that they had their leadoff runner on, they scored. There's a swing and a miss on a rise ball in the count 0-1. Miller's been in charge of those. Struck out three in the first, struck out two in the second, got one last inning, so six strikeouts here in the ballgame. That one's just fly deep out towards center. Larson will settle under it. She'll make the catch. And a part of that team that was in the state championship game just a couple of summers ago, and she's always been a great center for volleyball and a great volleyball player, but she's really developed into a great softball player as well, and a terrific young lady. Macy Rasmussen now going to step in. Rasmussen single driving in her on her first time up, takes the first pitch inside for strike one. That one catching the inside corner of the plate. Miller again working quickly, comes outside this time, misses outside, tried to get her to chase one. And the count 1-1. Got a family sitting out behind the right field fence tonight in their chairs as well. Again, such so many great places to view here. There's a pitch in there, first strike, this time catching that outside corner. And the count is 1-2. It's a great thing about high school fields. You can usually bring your own chair and find places. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball, and that is going to be strike three. Second out here in the inning, seventh strikeout of the night for Miller. Of course, I.K. Manning always has a really nice crowd. People sitting back up to the left. Everybody brings their lawn chairs and sits up on the hill and looks down onto the field. Reagan Hoffman will step in. There's a foul ball back up against the screen, and the count is 0-1. Coach Weary down there in the third base coach's box, trying to get something started here against one of the elite pitchers in the state. Of course, Riley going to be heading to Indian Hills after next year, just a junior, to continue her softball career. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and the count is 1-2. She's got two younger brothers as well that are playing outstanding baseball right now for the Ottoman baseball team. They're going to have what looks like some really strong careers. Got a little guy standing over here to the right. Pitch on the way, and that's a foul ball off of the fence. That'll bounce off of the block down here and bounces right back out to Peterson at first. The count will remain 1-2 on Hoffman. Keegan Aischeid waiting on deck, hoping to get an opportunity to bat here in the inning. Pitch on the way, changeup, hot foul. That one's going to be up against the fence, and the count will remain 1-2. Good job holding back that time by Hoffman. As Miller with a nice changeup, but she got the weight out there, but kept the bat back and was able to reach out at the last second, get enough of it to foul it off. Corn out in the outfield looking really good here tonight. Pitch on the way there. A strike three swinging on an inside fastball. Really moving the ball around well is Miller tonight. That's her eighth strikeout. That's going to do it for the Wolves here in the fourth. And no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We'll head to the fifth. It's a 10-1 Spartan lead. We're back in a minute here on at KKRL.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas and online at newwayford.com.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Two due up for the Spartans of Exirocrin, Kimbledon, Ottoman as we head here to the top of the fifth. It'll be at Jordan Mulford, Taryn Peterson, and Anna Larson, the scheduled hitters. We're coming to you from the Motor and Broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal in your next vehicle? Stop by Motor and of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, as I get that out correct. And a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor and of Carroll, together, let's drive. Mulford fouls the first pitch out of play up the first base side, and the count is 0-1. Jordan tonight, single driving in, runs stole second and scored in the second inning, and then had an RBI ground out over to first. Her last time up, there's a chopper out towards a Lindy. She'll scoop and fire. And there is a one out to lead off this fifth inning. That is the first time here in the game that the Spartans did not get their leadoff runner on. Now, they've scored the first four innings, and that leadoff runner scored that first run in each inning. We'll see if the Wolves can get out of here with no other damage done. Taryn Peterson now steps in. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper foul up third base side. The count 0-1. Peterson doubled and scored after stealing third to open up the ballgame. Since then, she popped up to the shortstop in second and then flew out to deep right center field back in the third on a great running catch by Carly Art. And the pitch on the way. That's a shot. There's nobody going to get to that one, and that one is going to be off the fence. And Peterson will dig in with the stand-up double. Arp got to that one quickly. That kept that one as just a double. Otherwise, that one's possibly a triple with Peterson's speed, but a one-out double. We'll bring up Anna Larson. Larson tonight, an RBI ground out in the first. Reached on an error with the RBI and scored in the second. Singled and scored with a stolen base in the fourth. And there's going to be a trouble one. And Kaylee Rasmussen, that one's just going to get over her outstretched glove. Arp will track it down. Peterson will score on the play. She had to wait because Rasmussen had a chance to catch that one. It just got up and over her head. That one, I think, sailed on her a little bit. So Larson in with the RBI double on that one. The lead is stretched now to 11-1. That'll bring up Riley Miller. Pitch on away. There's another line drive back up the middle. Arp will get that one in quickly. That is going to hold Larson over at third. Miller is 4-for-4 tonight with 4 singles. So unofficially right now, I think 13 hits for the Spartans here in the ballgame. And the batter is Zoe Rasmussen. Rasmussen looking for her first hit. Brabham back in to run over at first base. Top of the fifth, 11-1 right now in favor of the Spartans. And the pitch on the way, up and in. And the count 1-0. Brabham does move up to second on the play. Rasmussen tonight is grounded back to the pitcher, flown out to second and grounded out to the shortstop. One out here in the inning, and the count 2 balls and no strikes now on Rasmussen. And 15 hits here tonight unofficially for the Spartans. That one in there for a strike, runs it to 2-1. I had to double check my numbers there real quick. They had 2 hits in the first, 4 in the second for 6. They had 2 more to go to 8 in the third. And then they had 12 hits as they added 4 more in the fourth inning. And now 3 hits in a row here in the fifth. So 15 hits, 11 runs. 10 of those are earned here tonight. The 3-1 offering up top for ball 4. First walk given up tonight for Ketchum. She's been around the plate all night long. The Spartans just hitting her well. The bases are loaded. And Riley Peterson going to check in. We're going to get a runner over at first. That'll be Brooklyn Snyder coming in as the courtesy runner for Rasmussen. Snyder coming in to run here for the first time tonight. Snyder, also 1-of-1 in stolen bases on the year, but no red run here. There's a deep fly ball. Arp drifting back. She'll make the catch. The runners are going to tag. 2 will advance as the throw comes in. So a sack fly by Briley Peterson. She'll pick up the RBI. Good job by Arp to get it in quickly. Larson, though, scores for the third time here tonight. Brabham down to third. Snyder had to stay at first. And the lead is stretched. 12-1. Lucy Stanerson, number back to the pitcher. Ketchum will make the play over to first, and that is going to be the final out of the inning, but some damage done here by the Spartans. They pick up 2 more runs in the inning. They get it on at 3 hits. There was no errors, and they leave at 2 runners left on base. It's 12-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. The Wolves will have A-side Kaylee Rasmussen in the top of the order, and Stangle do up. When we come back in 1 minute here on KKRL.
When you're looking for beautiful, handcrafted arrangements for birthdays, special occasions, or just because, look no further than Christina's Flowers. If you're looking for an eye-catching bouquet, a candy bouquet, or to freshen up your own decor, Christina's Flowers has you covered with fresh, unique arrangements. And guess what? Christina's Flowers is proud to support IKM Manning Wolves team. Shop local and make someone's day special at Christina's Flowers in Manning. Open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 9 to noon.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Spartans on top here, 12-1 as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning here on KKRL. Keegan Aitchine, Kaylee Rasmus, and Anna Stengel again, the scheduled hitters for IKM Manning. So 8-9-1 part of the order against Riley Miller. Miller tonight, 8 strikeouts in the ballgame. He's given up 4 hits and 1 run. It was earned. Pitch on the way in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Aitchine struck out swinging to end the second inning. Miller struck out 3 in the first inning, got to 2 more in the second, added 1 in the third, and then 2 in the fourth. And now she's out in front 0-2 here on Keegan Aitchine. I know she wants to get through the rest of this quick. If they hold on to this lead here, this game would end here after this half of the inning. Pitch on the way, popped up. That's going to be playable. Miller didn't, I don't know if she saw it. Maya King coming in at second didn't call her off. Miller, it kind of landed just behind her. So Aitchine will get on. I don't know if Miller ever really saw that one. I think she expected somebody else to call her off. So we will get a runner over at first. That looks like Ella Sanford. Outstanding young freshman athlete, made state track in the high jump. If you notice, a lot of these IK Manning girls track kids. She'll come in as the pinch runner here in this fifth inning. That'll bring up Kaylee Rasmus, and her bunt up into the air. That's going to be caught in foul territory by the catcher, Zoe Rasmussen. So one out here in the inning, and it's going to bring up Anna Stengel. So Kaylee Rasmussen again. In that number 9 spot, you're always a bunter. You're trying to slap back there. And that time she came forward, tried to slap that one, just got under it too much and popped it up into the air. And Rasmussen behind the plate, able to match the catch. Stango will step in 1 of 2 tonight, takes the pitch up top for ball 1. Our Mackey Motors tailgate will follow the game here tonight. Again, both coaches and a player from each team are expected to join us. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. That'll run the count now to 1-1. And with the new rules implemented, I think it was last year, just got to be up by 8-5. So Wolves need to get some serious work done here. There's a foul ball back up against the screen. And the count now 1-2. Runner at first with one out here in the inning. 1-2 pitch on the way from Miller. Takes some off of it. Chopper over to Standerson. She'll fire to first. Angle runs well, but able to get her out. The runner will move up to second in Sanford. And there are 2 outs in the inning, and that's going to bring up Carly Arp. Arp tonight looking for her first hit of the night.
Center fielder, Carly Arp.
So Arp will step in. Struck out swinging in the first, popped up to the third baseman back in the third. Pitch is up top. That's going to get away from the catcher. Sanford will move down to third on the pass ball, and the count is at 1-0.
Sanford now on third.
Harp will step back in. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. 1-2 the count now on Arp. 0-2 offering, called strike 3 on the outside, or called, nope, they're going to say that one of them was a ball earlier, so it's a 1-2 count now on Art, my apologies. 1-2 pitch, fouled up into the bleachers, up the third base side, and the count now 1-2. Again, our Mackey Motors tailgate will follow, I'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up in that, so stay with us for that, along with, again, conversations with both coaches. I'll have baseball tomorrow night, Glen Ralston entertaining Bowyer Valley, and then We have Kemper and Glenn Ralston softball Saturday morning. There's a foul ball as Art continues to battle. Carley again hit over 500 last year and was named All-State and well-deserving. She's an outstanding softball player. Has had a good year so far this year as well. Pitch on the way. Continues to battle and fouls that one back. And the count remains 1-2 on the senior center fielder. One 2 offering coming up here for Miller, who continues to just work. That was a changeup, and Art got a piece of it, but grounds it right back to Miller, who throws her out over at first base to end the ballgame. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left for the Wolves. That's going to do it here tonight. The Spartans are going to win this one by a final of 12-1 in 5 innings of play. We'll step away. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate next here on a kick. Well, excuse me, on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors at tailgate here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Again, Exiro Crittenden-Kimball and Audubon with the win tonight over IKM Manning. As the Spartans have moved to 8-2 on the year, they'll move to 7-2 now in the Western Iowa Conference. IKM Manning will fall to 7-7 and 3-4, 12-1, the final here in five innings. Riley Miller, fantastic in the circle tonight. She was in control the whole way here tonight, and again, just did not give up many hits to the Wolves here tonight. And we are going to get Riley Miller on the headsets with us here tonight, and we'll chat with Riley here. And Riley, good to catch up with you. Great job tonight. How's this one feel?
Really good. I mean, we just came off a loss, so it felt good to come back and just be able to hit well and execute everything.
You look sharp tonight. What was working for you? I think 9 strikeouts, maybe 10. I'll have to double-check my numbers. You had gave up a few hits tonight, but nothing really hard hit.
Definitely my curveball. I know that they were sitting on my rise. Most teams do, so I just have to keep mixing up my pitches and keep them off balance.
Did look like you were finding your location tonight as well.
Yeah.
Was everything kind of where you wanted it to be?
Yeah, I mean, rise ball was hitting inside corner. He was calling that. He was giving me outside corner, too, so that was good. All my spin pitches were working, so.
Sometimes the offense has been a little slow to start tonight. That wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
Last two nights now, 19 runs last night, 12 tonight for you guys. What's the offense starting to look like, and what's starting to click, do you think?
Definitely just, like, being able to execute. Like, coach calls a bunt, we need to be able to get it down. And I feel like that tonight we really proved that we could do that. And our bats are really getting hot, like, 19 runs last night, and what was it, 12 tonight.
That
feels really good to be able to put that ball in play.
Your guys' schedule the last week and a half has been dynamite with Riverside and Logan and Missouri Valley, and even I think a good IKM Manning team here tonight. You beat Atlantic last weekend on Saturday. What have you learned, do you think, about yourself and this team here during this stretch with these really strong teams on the schedule?
Definitely just to breathe and slow down, like not to get worked up about anything, because you always know that there's another inning. Like, you just got to keep pushing through and keep supporting your teammates.
Where's this team headed, do you think? What's the goals for it?
Definitely state. Like, you always know that's the goal, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
But
I wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah, definitely the goal, you know.
AHST of Okawalnut tomorrow night. What do you know about them?
They're pretty solid. When we played them the first time, they put some balls in play, so I'm definitely going to have to mix it up. I have a lot of confidence in our bats right now and a lot of confidence in our execution, so I hope that we do what we did tonight and we can really put the ball in play.
Surprised at how quickly the season's going. You're already on the second half of the schedule.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely moving along.
Where do you need to get better, you as an individual and this team, yet to make that run to state?
Just like keeping my composure. I feel like that the team's energy really based off of me, with me in the circle, and I feel I just need to stay calm and keep everyone's confidence up.
Defense played well behind
you
tonight. What have you seen and how have they grown?
Definitely our outfield. Like, our outfield is playing very well right now. Like, they're getting almost every ball. I mean, past couple games they've thrown someone out at home. Like, it's just so fun to watch them improve.
I tell you what, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you coming over. Best of luck tomorrow
night.
Great
Jeff.
Job tonight.
Thank
and you're our player of the game tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
You bet. Riley Miller will get head coach Tom Peterson on the headsets here, and then we've got Andy Schwery as well sitting over here, and we'll chat with her. But let's first get Coach Peterson on the headsets. Tom, you were down working with the girls on their bats and their swings on the tees tonight before the game. I know that you hadn't been feeling like you'd been swinging well, but I think tonight 15 hits against the pitcher that throws it pretty well. So what did you see? A lot of them bunt singles and just put some pressure on the defense.
Well, to me, as far as execution-wise, Jeff, it's the best we've done in a while, which is what I told them. We've been struggling getting bunts down to get girls into scoring position because the sticks just haven't been there in some of those games. And, you know, with the schedule that we play, you know, and I know it seems very minor, but that bunt that maybe you advance a runner in the first inning that maybe provides us with an extra run is just huge come the seventh inning, you know, because Riley and Taryn, they don't need a ton of runs with the way that they've been throwing this year. But, you know, tonight it was good to see, you know, just to me, Jeff, attacking versus, you know, I told the first 4 to 5 batters, if you're getting 2 strikes on you, you're not doing things correctly.
Right.
You know, you've got to be aggressive. You know, when you get a little bit lower in the order, maybe you ask them to see a couple just to, you know, to work on that timing. But, you know, I thought overall we hit the ball really well.
I know I talked to Abby Wanser a little bit before the game. She wasn't happy with where she had been swinging, but tonight 3 for 3, so maybe breaking out for her. You got to like to see that. And Larson continues to swing a pretty good bat for you.
Yeah, you know, Abby, we broke it down here the other day in practice. You know, I just kind of recorded what they're doing with their hands, trying to simplify things. I know it's very easy to, you know, see ball, hit ball, but her hands were just really shifting back, which really screws with your timing. And, you know, it's something we've worked on, you know, so she's just resting the bat on her shoulder, getting comfortable with it. And tonight you could kind of see that, you know, it just kind of bleeds in. And once one or two girls get going, it just seems like the rest of them feed off of each other. So, you know, Riley and Taryn, Anna, they continue to stay hot.
Yep.
They're hitting the ball hard. Riley Peterson.
Yep.
It's good to see, and it's stuff that we've got to have going forward.
Riley looked really tough in the circle tonight. She said a lot of her pitches working. I know you don't call the pitches, but it's got to be fun sometimes to sit in the dugout and watch somebody that seems to be in the zone like she does tonight.
Yeah, and I do know what every pitch is coming.
Yeah.
I am going to make sure that I do. No, but, you know, Chris does a great job there. You know, and Alexa and Shay, you know, we document every pitch, every at-bat, Jeff, you know, and so we've got page for page what they hit off Riley last time or what they hit off of Taryn, you know, so we've got that documentation there to hopefully give us a little bit of an edge. But I thought Riley threw harder tonight. I visited with her a little bit prior to the game. We just sat down and shot the breeze, and I thought that she threw harder tonight. I thought she had more pace, and to me it looked like she had more movement on her ball.
Didn't get a lot of opportunities defensively. I think she had eight or nine strikeouts.
Yep.
But when you had those chances, I thought the defense played pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you get a couple of those balls, like the one that was a high hopper that went over the pitcher's head. That's impossible for anybody to get. You know, it's just one of those, as we, you know, when we grew up, we called them those Texas leaguers, it seems like, that always really made me upset. But, and, you know, and the other one, it's just communication. Those are things that that we got to work on. You know, that's why... You know, this year I kind of backed off maybe the schedule a little bit to make sure we can mix a practice in every week because it's those fine points, Jeff, that it's going to make a difference come July.
Vikings tomorrow night, what are you looking at with them?
We got to come out ready. You know, they came out against us last time. You know, they scored four unearned runs. They're going to hit the ball. They got a couple of good young players. They got a heck of a catcher and pace. You know, it's to me, it's just coming out and staying aggressive.
Yep.
It's what I really want our girls to do and, you know, just kind of get back into the swing of having some fun.
Well, I tell you what, congrats on the win tonight and the start to this season. Appreciate
Thank
you joining us and best of luck tomorrow night.
One favor, Jeff, just please don't wear that Husker uniform. Okay.
Always tough for an Oklahoma fan to handle the Huskers, right? But we've got Andy Schwerin now joining us here for IKM Manning. And, Coach, I know not what you wanted to see tonight. They came out, swung the bat. Riley seemed to be pretty sharp. What did you see from your club here tonight?
I thought we weren't – I didn't think we were too intimidated at the plate. I thought that we were swinging and we weren't – I mean, we put the ball in a couple – put the ball in play a couple times. Like Cameron Ketchum had some nice hits. We had some blooper hits that managed to work. But I don't – like their approach was fine. She's just a good pitcher, so you got to get lucky a few times there. And they put up a lot of runs, so it takes you out of like being able to do a small ball when you have to put up a ton of runs like that. But – I mean, she's a good pitcher, and, you know, we just find the positive and build confidence off of what we can do against her and then use it against other teams.
I didn't think your defense played poorly tonight. I know Olivia Lindy had a couple of really nice running catches and anything. It might have been one or two bugaboos defensively tonight, but what did you see when your defense got those opportunities?
Yeah, Liv is doing a good job of covering a lot of ground at second base. She's got a lot of speed, and she uses it. A little bit of miscommunication. We're still trying to figure out things. Between like that communication between balls between second base and right field, since we've been playing two different second basemen depending on all the other stuff. So I think just working and knowing the strengths of each other there, so we can know who maybe we need to, the outfielder needs to go get that, or maybe the, or if the infielder needs to go get that. And then outfield a little bit, just we're overthrowing our cuts a lot, and that's been a trend that I would like to see changed, because good teams like Xairi HKA and Logan, Riverside, they take advantage of that. So that's something we need to improve on. I just told them every throw matters. So you need to go get that ball in the air if you're the cutoff, and we need to hit our cutoff. So those are just little things that don't seem like a big deal, but things we can clean up.
I know when we talked in our weekly interview, I mentioned how tough this conference is. I even said to Tom tonight, you got Riverside, them, Logan, Missouri Valley. You're sitting in fifth in the conference. I think you guys are a really good team. And it's just continuing to find ways to try and get better against this kind of an opponent, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's one of the goals, is to compete against the better teams in the conference, and we have been doing that. We competed pretty decently against Logan on Monday, Missouri Valley last week. We put up a run tonight, which is an improvement from last time, because last time we didn't put up any runs. So continuing to find those small successes and realizing we can compete, it's just a confidence thing, and believing in each other.
Got Underwood tomorrow night down. I got to go down there. What are you looking at? I know you got them the first time through.
Yeah, I think we need to, now that we've seen that pitcher and kind of know what she's about, it's definitely a different change from Riley. And just last time against them, we had a lot of pop-ups, and they can catch those. So we need to do a better job of hitting line drives and ground balls and making their defense work a little bit harder. And just not waiting till the end. Like that game, I think we won it in the seventh. So advantage of being the visitor, we get a score right away. So hopefully we can get on them right away and kind of set the tone for the whole game.
Well, Coach, I know you probably still got a work field tonight, so yep. I appreciate you coming over. And best of luck coming up
all
tomorrow
right.
night.
Thank you.
You bet. Handy Heat Schweary, the head coach again for the ICAM Manning Wolves as they fall here tonight again by a final of 12-1 in five innings of play. Let's run you through our unofficial numbers. We'll get official stats from both of the coaches coming up later tonight, and I'll get those typed into our story on our Brinks Exterior Sports Report again at sports.1380kcm.com. Taryn Peterson tonight, 2-for-4 with a double, 2 runs scored and a stolen base. Anna Larson, 2-for-4 with a double, 3 RBI and 3 runs scored. Riley Miller, 4-for-4, 2 RBI. Brooklyn Brabham, a run scored and 2 stolen bases. Zoe Rasmussen, 0-for-3 with a walk. It was Riley Peterson, 2-for-3 with a double, 2 RBI and a run scored. Lucy Standerson, 1-for-3 with a run scored and a stolen base. Abby Wanzer, 3-for-3, 3 RBI and 2 runs scored. It was also Skylar Rasmussen, 0-for-2 with an RBI, and Jordan Mulford, 1-for-3 with a 2 RBI and a run scored. For ICAM Manning, Hannah Stangle, 1-for-3, Carly Arp, 0-for-3, Cadence Ketchum, 0-for-2, Cameron Ketchum, 2-for-2, Annabelle Bloom, 0-for-2, Macy Rasmussen, 1-for-2, Reagan Hoffman, 0-for-2, Keegan Ashide, 1-for-2, and it was also Kaylee Rasmussen, 0-for-2. Olivia Lindy did have a run scored here in the game. Again, our Culver's player of the game going with Riley Miller tonight. Again, perfect at the plate for her tonight, 4-for-4 with a couple of RBI. Pitching-wise, she went 5 innings, had her given up 5 hits and 1 earned run. She struck out to 9 here in the ballgame tonight. Again, the Spartans defeat the Wolves here tonight by a final of 12-1 in 5 innings. This is Jeff Langman saying thank you for listening to softball coverage here tonight on at KKRL. Have a great night, everybody.